I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mozambique sees a deadly uptick in violence, and the source is a familiar one. Plus, grief doesn't have a cure, but Christ offers hope. More on that in just a moment. Our first story, the Islamic State has taken a firm grip on territory in Mozambique, far from original strongholds in Syria and Iraq. Even as they lose territory in most other places, the Islamic militants have killed and kidnapped thousands in the East African country since 2017. Speedway, a Christian worker with Transworld Radio, tells us,
they behead people, they attack homes and villages. People live in fear, and so it causes a lot of displacement, people trying to move away from that place to protect themselves.
Many people fear the next attack so much they avoid working in the fields. TWR continues broadcasting in these troubled areas, but they also provide support for refugees from the violence and those who care for them.
It's emotionally draining because they have to sometimes are adopted or taken into families so that their family may end up having 50 people within one home, because they are trying to help out.
As TWR ministers to those fleeing trauma in Mozambique, pray that many would find hope and life in Jesus.
Because that will also help them deal with forgiving those that maybe they have caused the problem, maybe help them to deal with the reality of being exposed or encountering gender-based violence.
Turning now to Sudan, where more people were displaced in the first month of 2021 than all of last year. The United Nations says nearly 9 million people throughout the country need help to survive. We get more from MNN's Katie Harth.
The latest bloodshed in Darfur killed at least 470 people and forced tens of thousands to flee. This violence is reportedly connected to last month's withdrawal of UN peacekeepers. I spoke with a Christian leader working in the region. I'm withholding his name for security purposes. He tells me armed militants went on a rampage for days at the end of January. Dozens lost their lives, and at least 60 people were wounded during one round of attacks in southern Darfur. Approximately 3,000 villagers fled to the mountains. My contact says they were stuck for days because militants patrolled the main roads. Aid agencies could not get in to deliver food, water, or medical care. As a result, displaced people had to care for each other with no food, supplies, or expertise. Ask the Lord to protect this believer and his family as they continue caring for people in Jesus' name. Pray also for peace. Militants kidnapped and tortured this believer's brother, and now they want a huge ransom for his release. Details in the full report at missionnews.org. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And if you're here today with a grieving heart, there is hope. Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries just released his latest book, Hope When Your Heart is Breaking. Hutchcraft's own grief journey began 4 years ago after the sudden death of his wife, Karen. Hope When Your Heart is Breaking is his honest, broken, and faith-filled look at the difference that Jesus makes when your world is falling apart.
What this great loss has done, to sum it up, I think I'd say that I feel Jesus. Not just know, not just know about, not just have the theology and the beliefs, but I feel him because my broken heart opened so deep that he went there.
Whether you're mourning the death of a loved one, a job loss, a broken marriage, or anything else, this book will speak to your heart.
Hope has a name, and his name is Jesus. And if you've got hope on the other side, then you're experiencing what the Bible says when Paul wrote to people who had lost loved ones. He said, we do not grieve as others who have no hope. And that hope factor embodied in the man who walked out of his grave under his own power, our living hope. And all I can tell you is that anchor holds.
Learn more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Living Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and helps you learn about God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.